Jackie, he says, now I'm not in the mood for this. I'm tired. It's time to go to bed. And he said, I'm sleepy. And he says, I know there aren't such things as witches, and you do too. No, I don't, Tom. He says, look, take those masks off, would you? The witches looked at each other. Take the masks off. It's over. He says, all right, you fooled me. He says, it's nice. He said, let's get to bed. He said, well, if you won't take them off, I'll take them off. He went and grabbed Drusilla by the nose and gave her a yank. Ouch! Tom looked. Is that her real nose? Jackie said, I tried to tell you, yes. He said, they're real witches? He said, sure, they know how to ride a broom. They what? He said, yeah, we were riding brooms. Yeah, he says, Jackie, he says, you've had a hard day. Let's go to bed and let's forget about it, all right? Jackie said, well, tomorrow, he said, could we have a Halloween party and invite all the kids in the neighborhood and the witches will entertain us and things like that? And he said, oh, sure, anything, anything. He said, let's get to bed. So they showed Drusilla, Matilda, Hilda Ward to sleep, and they went to bed. And the next morning, bright and early, Tom got up. Jackie came into the room. He says, Tom, he says, I want to get started. He says, I want to invite everybody. He says, Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda will deliver the invitations. He says, as soon as we get them written. He says, Jackie, he said, that, forget it. He says, there aren't such things. He says, yes, there is, Tom. He said, they're already up, and he said, they'll deliver them. So finally, Tom got up, and he realized that there were three witches sitting at the table. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda. He says, it's very nice of Jackie to invite us to his party tonight. Yes. He says, we'll have some refreshments and things. So they delivered all the invitations, and that evening, the people began to arrive, Jackie's friends and so forth, and they were all in costume, and it was a big party. They had refreshments and everything, and finally, Jackie said, all right, I says, it's time for everybody to take off their masks now so we'll know who everybody is. So everybody began to be taking off their masks, and they all laughed on who it was. There was Tubby Jones, a big fat kid, and he says, nobody knew me, nobody knew me. And Jackie says, how could they miss you? Oh, smarty Alec, huh? Jackie says, no. He says, all right, everybody. He says, now for the big surprise. Everybody looked. He said, Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda, would you come out here? They went to the middle of the floor. He says, now, for the first time in your life, he says, you're going to have a big surprise. We have three live witches. Tubby Jones, ha, 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 ha. Jackie looked at him, ha, ha, yourself, you'll see. He says, boys and girls, these are real witches. Tubby got up and reached up and grabbed Matilda's nose and pulled on. He said, take that mask off. Ouch! Hey, stupid boy. Oh, you've got it glued on. He said, there are no such things as witches. He said, that's a lot of malarkey. He said, you kids don't believe it, do you? No, we don't. He says, all right. He said, let's all go outside. And he says, we're going to prove it to you. So they all went outside. Tubby, what are we going to do out of here? You'll see. Drusilla, Matilda, Hilda, get your brooms. They got their brooms and came out. He says, all right, now, if you'll line up, he says, we're going to give you a ride on the broom. Ho, 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 ho. He said, what do you think we are, riding a broom? He said, they won't move. He says, all right. He says, who wants to be first? Finally, one of the boys came in and said, well, I'll try it. He got on Matilda's broom. He says, hold on tight. He grabbed her around the waist. She said the magic words. And pretty soon, everybody's eyes almost popped out. They saw him going above the trees, circling around, and came down. And finally, they all began to line up. I'm next, I'm next, I'm next. Finally, Jackie looked at Tubby. He says, well, Tubby, phew, that's nothing. He says, Drusilla, he says, could you give Tubby a real exciting ride? Yes, of course. Would you like to go with me? Well, what's the matter, Tubby? You scared?
No, I'm not scared. He said, who'd be a scared?
He said, why don't you get on then?
Well, I am.
Hold on tight, Tubby.
He says, you're not gonna too fast.
I said, of course not. She took off very slowly and circled around the treetops, and then she started going up and up and up and up. Tubby looked down. He said, let me down. Yeah, we're gonna go down right away. She put the broom in a power dive. And she went straight down. And she got to the treetops and pulled out and came to a landing. When Tubby got off, he was white as a sheet. Would you like another ride, Tubby? He said, well, and now, he says, I'm going to really show you something. I'm going to ride a broom.
Ho, 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 ho.
Well, ho, ho yourself. I've ridden a broom before. Matilda, let me use your broom. He'd now learned the magic word because he'd heard the witches sing. He got on the broom, and slowly he began to rise. Jackie, get down here, Tom yelled at him. I'm all right, Tom. He says, Jackie, you're no witch. He says, you don't have to be a witch to ride a broom. He said, I'm gonna go up, watch me. He started going up and up and up and up. Come back here, Jackie. And finally, he was just a speck up there, and he decided he'd give him a real thrill. He went into a power dive, and he came screaming straight down. The children screamed and yelled. Little did Jackie know that as he was coming down at full speed, the bristles were falling off the broom. And finally, when he got low enough, he began to pull himself out of the dive and realized it didn't come out of a dive. He looked back and he saw the bristles were all gone. Tom! 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 And all of a sudden, he felt somebody shaking him. Tom! Tom! I'm falling! He opened his eyes. Tom shook him. He said, Jackie, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm falling. I was up in the broom and I was... He looked around. He said, Tom, where's the witches? He says, what witches? He said, Tom, the witches. He says, Jackie, you've been having a nightmare. He says, no, I haven't, Tom. He says, Jackie, last night we were sitting on the porch, right? He says, yes. And he said, you wanted to ride Maggie, right? Yes, and I went and got her saddled up and we went out. No, you didn't. You fell asleep on the porch before you even moved and I carried you into bed. Oh, no, Tom. He says, no, they're here. Come on, I'll show you. I know exactly where they put the brooms. Come on. So he followed Jackie into the kitchen. He opened the broom closet and he said, there, you... Well, that's where I thought they put them. Oh, I'll tell you, you'll believe me when you see the magic sword. He went into his bedroom and got the hilt, that is, he thought it was there, and he felt. There was nothing there. Jackie looked at Tom, and Tom looked very suspicious. He says, what are you looking for? He said, the invisible sword. Well, how are you going to find it if you can't see it? Well, you feel it, Tom. He said, it's here. And finally, he searched. And it wasn't there. He says, Jackie, I told you, you fell asleep on the porch. I brought you in, and the next thing I heard, you screaming in bed. He said, it was all a bad, bad dream. Jackie looked up rather sadly. He says, Tom, you're right, I know, but gee, I wish you could have met Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda. Story where Jackie finally realized that Tom was right, that all of this that he's been thinking was true was not true, that it was a bad nightmare, and that Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda really didn't exist. nor did their brooms, or did the magic sword, or even the giants. But many a morning as he'd sit at the breakfast table with Tom, his eyes had that faraway look, and Tom could tell, "Jackie, penny for your thoughts." "They're not worth a penny, Tom." "So, well, tell me, what are you thinking about?" "Let me guess. Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda." Jackie kind of turned a little bit red. He says, "How'd you know, Tom?" He says, "Tom, did you ever have a nightmare that was so real that when you woke up, you knew it was true?" "Well, yes, I guess I did once." He said, "What was it like, Tom? What did you dream?" He said, "Well, one day or one night, I dreamed that there was a great big box of chocolates right by my pillow. And in the morning when I woke up, it was so real, I reached over to get some, and all I had was a handful of feathers." Jackie laughed. He said, "You ate the feathers?" He says, no, he said, "I didn't eat them, but..." He said, "I would have bet my last dollar that that was true, that there was chocolates, a box of chocolates." He said, "I'd have bet anything." He said, "Sometimes things like that seem so real." He said, "Well, I wish I could have gone with you, Jackie." "Oh, I do too, Tom." He says, "You'd have loved Drusilla, Matilda, and Hilda." And he said, the giants. Oh, you should have seen them." He says, "Especially," he says, "their big shoes and everything." Tom says, "Yes, that would be all right." He said, "Well, Jackie, I've got to go into town this morning." Jack said, "I'll go with you." "Well, I wish you wouldn't, Jackie." He said, "There's work to be done." He said, "You need to clean out the barn." "And, oh, I have to clean out the barn all the time." "Well, it's your barn, Jackie." "I'm sorry, Tom." He says, "All right, I'll stay home." He says, "But I wanted to go into town with you." He said, "Maybe some other time." He said, "I'll see you later." Jackie stayed, did up the dishes, and Tom left. He could see him out the window heading into town. And he kind of hated to see Tom go off alone. And it happened several times where Tom says, "No, I don't want you to go with me." And Jackie began to think, what is going on that he doesn't want me alone? Maybe he doesn't even want to stay with me anymore. Finally, one evening, they were sitting on the porch. Tom wasn't saying much. Jackie looked at him, says, "Tom, do you like to stay here with me?" "Why, of course, Jackie," he said. "I enjoyed fixing the place up. We got the fences fixed, we got the ground plowed, the house painted, and the barn fixed up." He says, "You're in real good shape." He says, "You have a nice place. I've enjoyed every bit of it." "I don't have a lot of money to pay you, Tom." Tom laughed. "Do you think I'd accept any money?" He says, "Things that you did for me," he said, "I still owe you things." Jackie wanted to ask him, "Well, then why do you leave and you won't let me come with you?" But he was afraid to. Finally, the next morning, bright and early, Jackie got up and he decided, Tom's right. He said, "I'm going to fix him a delicious breakfast." He put on the eggs and the bacon and he tried to bake some muffins. And after he had everything ready, Ritzy even stuck his snoot up in the air and began to sniff. "It's not for you, Ritzy." He said, "I'll go get Tom." Jackie rushed into the bedroom. He said, "All right, sleepyhead, get up, get up." "Tom?" He rushed over to the bed and threw the covers back. There was nobody in the bed. "Tom?" He rushed out the door, ran down towards the stable, opened the door. "Tom?" He looked over at the stall where Tom kept his horse. It was gone. He looked over where he kept his saddle. It was gone. Ritzy followed him down. You know what he did, Ritzy? He just packed his gear and got out of here, just like a coward. He just sneaked off in the middle of the night. That's what he did. And we don't care, do we, Ritzy? Ritzy didn't even wag his tail. He says, "Come on, you can have Tom's breakfast." Ritzy wagged his tail. They went back up the hill to the house. Jackie sat down and began to slap out the eggs on the plate and the bacon. He even had hashed brown potatoes, which he didn't do very often, plus the muffins. He was fixing two plates, one for Ritzy and one for him. He says, there you are. Now, Ritzy, come on, get up in the chair. He says, today, he says, you're going to take Tom's place. He said, if he ran off, he says, we don't care, do we? We don't care at all, do we? Ritzy just kept looking at him, and finally he set the plate down. Jackie sat down. He says, go ahead and eat it. He says, you like eggs and everything. Go on. Ritzy stuck his nose down and picked out the bacon and sniffed around the other food. Some of it he liked, some of it he didn't. He gulped what he liked down. Boom. Jackie just shook his head. He says, you can have mine too, Ritzy. I'm not hungry. And he shoved the plate over towards Ritzy, and Ritzy grabbed up the bacon, smacked his chops. Jackie decided that he'd just clean the place up, start to put things away. And if Ritzy would have noticed that Jackie every so often took his shirt sleeve and kind of wiped his nose and sniffed a little bit. Because Jackie couldn't understand why Tom would get up and leave without even saying goodbye. And as he was cleaning up, there was a knock at the door. He said, go away. The person pounded louder. I said, go. He turned around, and standing by the door was Tom. Tom hammered again. He said, can I come in? I don't care whether you come in or not, Tom. Tom opened the door. He says, what's wrong? He says, nothing. He said, well, then what are you bad about? Over nothing? He said, well, when I got up this morning, I fixed you a breakfast and you weren't there, and I went down the stable, your horse was gone. Well, he says, yes. He says, is that against the law? Well, you could have told me. He said, I thought you... You thought what? Well, Tom, I thought you just packed your gear and left and you weren't never coming back. Well, Jackie, he said, you think I'd just get up without saying goodbye? Well, I didn't know. He says, Tom, you didn't, did you? You didn't really pack your gear and you weren't going to leave. He says, no, I wasn't. He said, Tom, I'm going to fix you. Tom looked at Ritzy. Jackie looked at Ritzy, and he'd just finished up both plates. He was licking them dry. I let Ritzy have your breakfast. Tom looked at Ritzy. Says, well, Ritzy, says, what do you got to say for yourself? Ritzy smacked his chops, pushed the screen door open, and left. Jackie says, he's afraid that maybe you get mad because he ate your breakfast. He said, well, it's too late now, isn't it? He said, I'll fix you some breakfast, Tom. No, Jackie, I had breakfast in town. Tom, what did you do in town? He says, you've been going into town. For what? He says, well, Jackie, I guess I'm going to have to tell you. What is it, Tom? Well, I had a reason to go into town. Well, I could guess that. I think what we better do is go down the stables. That's what we better do. I don't want to go to the stables, Tom. I'm asking you a question. What have you been doing in town? I'm trying to answer it for you, Jackie, and the best place to start is down at the stables. Come on. He took Jackie by the hand and went out down the hill, and Ritzy followed, and they stopped outside the door. He said, Jackie, I want you to close your eyes, and I'll lead you inside, and when I tell you to open your eyes, I want you to open your eyes. What for, Tom? He said, you're going to find out. I says, all right. He closed his eyes, took Jackie inside. He says, all right, Jackie, open them. Jackie kind of rubbed his eyes, and it was a little bit dark in there, and he looked around. And finally, he looked over by Maggie, next to Maggie, where there'd been an empty stall, and he saw this magnificent horse. Wow! Wow, Tom! Wow! He says, Tom, where did you get that horse? Oh, it's not mine. Oh, Tom, he said, who? Did you buy it for somebody? He says, yeah. Oh, boy, somebody's lucky. He says, that's what you've been horse dealing, huh? Well, you might say that. Gee, he says, you sure know how to pick out beautiful horses, Tom. Who are you going to give it to, or who'd you buy it for?
Jim.
Well,
Jackie.
Guess, Jackie. Well, I don't know, he says. And then all of a sudden, he says, Tom, did you buy that for me? Tom looked at him. He says, now, who else do you think I'd buy it for? All right, Jackie had asked Tom who it was for, and of course Tom told him it was for him, and he was very, very excited about the whole thing. And finally he looked at Tom, and there was sort of a disappointment in his eyes. Tom, I just can't take this horse. You can't take it. Why not? It's a gift. I know, Tom, and I appreciate it, and you went to a lot of work, but I just can't accept the horse at all. I'm sorry, Tom. Jackie walked over to the fence. Tom walked behind him and took him by the shoulder and turned him around. He says, why, Jackie? He says, I gave it to you as a gift. He says, when did you start refusing gifts? Well, I'll tell you the reason, Tom, he replied. If I take this horse, Maggie will think I don't like her anymore. Oh, well, I see. Well, Jackie, have you ever liked more than one person at a time? Well, sure, he says, I like my dad and my mother, and I like you, and I have a lot of friends I like. He says, is it possible that you could like two horses? He said, well, sure. Do you think it's possible for Maggie to like you and even like another horse? Well, you don't think she'd mind? Well, I think if you talk to her, I think she'd understand. Oh, Tom, how do you talk to a horse? Just like you talk to me. But they don't understand. Oh, they don't understand the words, but I think they can understand what you're trying to do. He said, you need a stronger horse, Jackie. He said, things that you're going to be doing, Maggie can't stand anymore. And you must face the fact. She's an old horse. She's a nice horse. But to race her and work her and do the things that a young boy should do like you, chase cattle and, well, just anything a horse supposed to do, you can't do with Maggie. Jackie looked rather sad. And he looked up at Tom and replied, well, Tom, you're always right. I know that. But I don't want to admit it. I don't want to admit that she's old and she can't do these things. Admit it or not, Jackie, you have to. It's a fact. Okay, Tom, I'll accept the horse. What am I going to call the horse, Tom? That's for you to decide. Jackie said, I think I'll put the saddle on. He ran inside and he went right by Maggie. He stopped. He looked to see if Tom was coming. Tom wasn't. He looked right at Maggie and patted her on the forehead. He said, Maggie, he made sure Tom wasn't listening, I'm going to tell you something. He said, well, you know, we've got to face the facts. And I want you to know that you're my you're one of my favorite horses, and you always have been. He said, but there comes a time in a man's life where he's got to make changes. And I want you to know that even though Tom gave me a nice horse, I still like you. Maggie kind of looked at him with her big brown eyes, and she almost seemed to understand. He says, I'll feed you and I'll take you for a ride and I'll do everything for you, just like I always have. He said, but when it comes to the rough stuff, he says, I'll have to take the younger horse. Maggie swished her tail a few times, wiggled her ears. And Jackie realized that she was almost answering, as if to say, well, that's okay with me. Well, he says, okay, Maggie, I'm not going to forget you. He put the saddle on and took the horse out. And when he saw her in the broad daylight, he was even more impressed. He says, wow, Tom. He says, look at the colors on her, that reddish brown and the white. And I don't know what to call her. He said, well, I'm going to leave that up to you. Jackie kept thinking. He says, I could call her Thunder. Thunder, usually that's sort of a black horse. And as Jackie sat there looking and looking, he said, I've got it. Tom, I've got a name. He says, well, so what would be wrong with Rainbow? Not bad. Colors. If that's what you like. He says, yeah, that's what I'm going to call her. He went over there and put his hand on her forehead. I now christen you Rainbow. And her eyes lit up. And he says, now, Tom, I challenge you to a race. You always got such good horses and so forth, but I think I've got a better one. You what? I challenge you to a race around the big oak tree and back. Tom laughed. He said, oh, Jackie, he said, you sure take a bigger bite than you can chew. He said, I'm not chewing anything yet. He says, all right. He went inside and saddled up. They went into the corral, and they were going to go around the oak tree and back. Tom got on his horse. Jackie got on his. Tom said, I'll count three. When I say three, you go. He said, all right. One. Two, three, and they both took off. As Jackie was ahead of Tom, Jackie looked back and said, what's wrong, Tom? He says, nothing, Jackie, just get out of my way. And Tom says, come on, and he started gaining on Jackie. And soon as they were running side by side, Tom was giving his horse everything he had, and he just couldn't seem to get by Jackie. And Jackie was, he said, come on, Rainbow. He says, kick up the dust. He says, kick the dust in their face. Come on. And they were going side by side. Tom looked over at Jackie. What's wrong, Jackie? He says, nothing. What's wrong with you? He says, nothing yet. They rounded the big oak tree and headed back. And Tom was giving it his best. And finally, he slowly began to pass up Rainbow. Jackie says, come on, Rainbow, come on. And finally, when they pulled into the corral, Tom was about a half a horse ahead and pulled himself to the stop, jumped off. Jackie pulled back on the reins and jumped off. He says, well, we gave you a good race, Tom. He said, Tom, did you deliberately let me win? Tom laughed. He says, no, I didn't let you deliberately win. He said, I'm afraid, he says, with a little experience, I'm not going to have a chance. You really mean that, Tom? Jackie says, really, you've got the makings of a good racehorse. He says, when we go to some rodeo, he says, maybe they have some here. He said, enter her in a race and win yourself some money. Yeah, I sure could. So what you better do now is take that horse for a walk and take mine with you. He says, go around the corral about 15 times. Tom! Jackie, don't you know how to take care of a horse? If you race a horse, he said, you can't just stop her cold and take her inside. You've got to walk her till she cools off. Oh. How come you know all this stuff, Tom? He said, well, I've been around longer than you have. Yeah, I reckon you were, Tom. I reckon you were. He said, do as you're told now. All right, boss. And he started walking the horses around. Tom went up to the house, and finally Jackie came up there. He said, Tom, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Really? He says, you go out and spend your money for a horse for me? And Tom says, you don't have to thank me for anything. He says, It's just a gift. So the next few days, all Jackie could think of was Rainbow. He would take her for a ride, and of course he never forgot Maggie. When he'd take Rainbow,